Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
An Irish language social group which allows you to touch up on your Gaeilge is seeking new members to head to County Down in March. Basically, this is like the Gael Talk for adults. Stephanie Ní Chruachtair, founder of PISAMI, good name, P-I-F-A-D-A-O-S-A, PISAMI, joins us on the line. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi, Oliver. How are you? I'm excited to chat to you. Thanks for having me on.
Not so bad at all. Thanks a million for chatting to us. The idea of this group, you're a youngster, you're in Trinity College, is that right? And it kind of comes from your group of friends.
So, yeah, I'm actually a Trinity graduate. I graduated last year from Sociology and Gaeilge. Thank you so much.
Sociology and Gaeilge?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Very good. And you heard there were groups around and you said, I'm going to set up my own.
So essentially what happened was when I was in my final year of my undergrad in Trinity, I did my thesis for sociology on the revitalization of the Irish language and also kind of looking into policy areas that revitalization effort could be improved. And the main thing that I kind of found from that is that in terms of resources, I was talking to a lot of people in Irish language media, people from Udrás na Gaeltachta, people from TG Cair, people from Raidió na Gaeltachta. And the main thing that I found was that in terms of resources, there is so many for people that are maybe native speakers, advanced speakers. But for the people who are in that beginner to intermediate space, there's not as much. And also because if you're not a native speaker, you're not from Gaeltacht area, it's very hard to build a network of Irish speakers if you didn't attend a Gael school or you didn't go to the Gael talk. So that was just something that I was hoping to play a part in readdressing, I suppose.
Very good. And you really hit the right time, didn't you, to be looking into the revitalisation of Irish, because it's really having a moment. How long is the group going? What do you generally get up to when you meet up?
Yes, you're absolutely right. There's definitely been a surge. So it kind of started when I did that thesis. I started realizing that there is a lot of Irish online, especially with the rise of TikTok. I started making TikToks of Gaeilge kind of end of 2023, and that blew up. And now we have like over 10K on TikTok. So then when I started doing that, we started off with PISAMI and then it immediately took off. We've had a range of events all over the country. We've had yoga through Gaeilge in Dublin. Mm-hmm. We've also had sea swims, coffee mornings in Galway and Dublin. We've had a pub quiz in Belfast in Madden's, which was amazing. And then we had a paint and no Secco event in Galway recently, which is like a paint and pro Secco, but the non-alcoholic version. So yeah, we've had loads going on.
Yeah, crack is the best way to learn Irish. This is the benefit of the whole thing, isn't it? Getting everyone together.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's so important to create spaces, especially now for young people in Ireland. I think the main thing that people think of when they think of meeting new people and bonding with new people is going for pints, and that's not everybody's cup of tea. And
no.
So I think it's certainly not mine, and it was important for me to create spaces for people to be able to socialise and meet new people, but also not have to have alcohol involved. So while we do love the pub quizzes and Maddens and things like that, we also have a lot of more kind of healthy, more kind of sport aligned activities and things like that, which has been great.
And you're going up to County Down next. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. So we have a trip coming up, an overnight trip in County Down, which is going to be the 1st to the 2nd of March. We're teaming up with an incredible local business called Kinnadale Donkeys, which are essentially a therapeutic donkey farm. But the founder of that farm is actually a beginner Irish speaker, and he's so incredible. I met him at one of my events. He came to Yoga Osquig in Dublin, and I just thought he was an incredible person. He kind of told me that in Down, there's very little Gaeilge around him. He didn't have that option to learn Gaeilge in school, and that he thinks it's really important to show that representation, that there are actually people in the six counties that want to learn Irish, that are passionate about their heritage.
Yeah.
And so we're partnering up with them. On the first day, we're also going to have two Irish language classes taught by teachers, Laura Packnum, who's also on TikTok, and Ishvel Ní Chealaigh as well. So we're essentially trying to create the Gaeltacht experience that people might have missed out on in their youth for adults, but also just making it a very carefree and stress-free environment at the same time.
It sounds brilliant. This is a big group as well that's blowing up. How many members do you have at the minute?
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to keep track of, to be honest. So on Instagram, we have over 2,000 followers, but we also, our main thing and how we started is that we started a Pubble or a WhatsApp community on WhatsApp. So we have over 850 people in the WhatsApp group chat, which is insane. It's probably one of the biggest group chats out there. And we also have split that group chat up into multiple different minor group chats based on your level. So there's a group chat for people that are complete beginners. There's a group chat for people with cupola foco, and there's people who consider themselves Leap. I have another group as well. Then we also have a voice notes group for people to be able to practice their spoken Gaeilge.
Ah, yeah.
And then we have a separate community on WhatsApp for under 18s. That's meant for people in their leaving cert year, which has been great. There's about 300 or 400 students in that, and that's been an incredible support system for them, because it means that as they had it around mock time and leaving cert time last year, so they're able to send each other support texts, and they're able to send each other notes and essays and what do you think is going to come up and that kind of thing. So it's been incredible for both demographics, I think.
And this sounds, it's growing so much, it sounds almost like a business you have to run. I can't imagine 800 people in a WhatsApp group, the management of that.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot, and it's funny because whenever I do chat to people about it, they're like, and how many people do you have on your team now? And I'm like, no, it's just me. So that is kind of the plan. I would love to upscale, and I would love to turn that into like my work, because I think, you know, if you do what you love, you don't work. And so I would love to turn that passion into more of a job or something like that. So we are planning to bring out kind of merchandise. I know that's something that the members of the group have been on to me about. They're like, when are we going to get
that
t-shirts? When are we going to get cute?
Because you have a job as well, an important job. Tell us what you do.
Yeah, so I've had kind of a different range of jobs in the last few years. I was a swim coach for the last 6 or 7 years. I also worked in kind of marketing to Irish, and now I'm currently working in childcare, which I love. And I'm very lucky that I work with kids that attend a Gaeilge school, so I'm able to use my Irish every single day at
very
work,
good.
Even though that's not an environment that you might expect that from. So, yeah, it's everywhere.
Sociology and Gaeilge. And you're working in childcare. Well, we need you. We absolutely need you there. I love the name. It says, is that piece of me? Where did that come from?
Yeah, it's actually quite funny. So when I was doing my undergrad in Trinity, when I was in my third year, I was very lucky to get a spot on the Innovation and Entrepreneurship Programme, which is a level 7 that you can do if you are a current Trinity student, and it's also free. So it's an amazing opportunity. And I did that course and I absolutely loved it. And it pushed us to kind of think up of business ideas, things that we want to get into and start up. And one of our projects was they had to focus on kind of a charity business or a business that benefited society. And so for me, what I wanted to do was to combine business and Irish language, and I wanted it to be sort of beneficial for the public. So this was an idea that I actually had a few years ago, but didn't really put into place until last year. And I kind of had in my notes app, I jotted down about 50 names of potential business ideas, depending on what they were based on. And Piece of Me was one of them. And when I decided to go back last year and start Piece of Me, that one just stood out to me. I was like, okay, that's something that if you have cupola foco, you would understand just from the father alone how to pronounce it. But also it's funny because it means the same in English and Irish, which I kind of like. So it's kind of showing that kind of side of like Dochianguk bilingual, which I kind of love.
It's kind of Taras Jock welcome for everyone. So look,
yeah.
Best of luck. It's going to be the biggest event yet. Tickets for Piece of Me, P-I Fada O-S-A, and Instagram is the best place to find that, at Piece of Me. And that's happening in County Down on the 1st of March to the 2nd. But thanks a million for taking our call this morning and for chatting to us. Sorry, I've lost Stephanie Ní Cruthaíodh. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me, Oliver.